particulars of that dream last night that I had in the past couple hours. On the 28th of January, 2014. I don't remember all of it, but I do remember somehow Ronell and I were somewhere in Nassau. It's the middle of the night, and we were going with somebody to catch a ride. This red, strange, it was a van, a small van. And we seemed to have known loosely the person we were catching a ride with. And they decided they needed to stop somewhere. They stopped in the heart of the ghetto, top of the hill, East Street, around the back where the fort is. Got out of the car. We had to go inside. They say, yeah, I gotta go inside. Brother, come, let's go. So we went inside and left my bag inside. And I, for some reason, had a video game, a Wii game, or Xbox game, something. We went inside and started playing it. We played for a while. And then the person who we came with, he disappeared. And we were hanging out with the other guys who I didn't really know. And as time progressed, more random dudes started showing up and they started doing more random things. And in my head, I'm hoping this dude should show back up so we could kind of go. And I don't know how comfortable Ronell is, but I know in a setting with a lot of dudes, late at night, they start looking at a girl, especially if she's the only girl there, with intentions. So I bring her close to me and try to pretend like she's with me. She's my girlfriend or something, not my sister. Because I figure that they'd be less inclined to want to intrude on another man's territory. And this seemed to work for a while. And at a certain point, we go outside and we start discussing how we need to actually get out of here. And we're joining at a alleyway, and I start noticing that there's some dudes in the neighborhood who are arming themselves. And then a dude comes out of the house that we were in, and he's loading bullets into a gun. And Ronell doesn't see this. And I don't really want her to be alarmed. I just say, come, we need to go around the side of the house and get low. We do this, and a shootout ensues. And it seems really arbitrary and random, especially because I don't know any of those dudes. I don't know who's shooting who or why. You're just sitting low on this little it's a walkway in between buildings and a yard. There's just a dirt path with some misformed steps. And we're just getting low. The police show up, but It doesn't seem like these dudes are really afraid of the police. They just see the police as a nuisance that they don't want to get involved with because it just accelerates the situation. It brings more attention to what's going on. And they have to deal with more of them. If they were to shoot these police, then more police would come. And they could just humor the police for right now, and then the police leave, and then they could get on with their life. One or two guys get roughed up, and some other guys just slowly walk off and reconceal their weapons. When Al and I walk, while we wait for a while, hidden under brush, till things seem to have died down to some degree, and she's ready to go, and she has one or two things left in the car, but I have all of my stuff inside my leather bag. I say I can't leave without them. I might be able to leave without the video game, even though I just picked it up from someone else and it didn't belong to me. I could part with that, but I had all my stuff inside my bag. We go around to the other side of the house where the red van is. It was a strangely configured van. It seemed like a van that came direct from Korea or Europe or something. It wasn't just your standard caravan. Not one of those new, convenient taxi shapes. But it was red. And I know there were still dudes inside the building. And I was hoping that the doors would be open. And upon inspection, they were. Took out my bag, and she got hers. And we were getting ready to, we were turning to leave when a dude stepped out of the house, pointed a gun at me, and started berating and questioning because he thought we were robbing them. I said, nah, this is my stuff. They take me and Rennell back inside the house. And these are different guys now. This is a different part of the house, or part of the building. And he's now telling me how, how I'm going to kill you. Both of y'all get shoot. And I'm pleading, saying how, nobody did anything wrong. These things belong to us, and we just want to go. And I'm not being aggressive because I don't want Rennell to get shot. If I was there by myself, I might have talked to myself differently. But I don't want Rennell to get shot. And he's telling me, well, he's going to shoot me, or taking the bag, or he's going to shoot me. And for some reason, my mom started being there. And I say, I'm not letting go of this bag. You're going to have to kill me. And I look at mommy and I say, yeah, I have to die. I'm not letting this go. And it was a moment when he realized I was serious. And he let us walk out of there. And Nell and I left, but mommy turned to start to chastise or begin a quest to get these guys to turn their life around. And I grab her And I start yelling at her, saying, this is not happening right now. You're not doing this right now. We're leaving right now. And she gets on the defensive. Like, she doesn't know what I'm talking about. Like, what do you mean? What's not happening right now? What's not happening right now? I'm not doing anything. I get mad and I start cursing. That this is not fucking happening right now. I'm not interested in it. I've done it all my life with you and I'm not doing it right now. I'm done with that. We, all of us, are leaving right now. We're going to walk away from here. And I repeat it and start cursing. And before I really get far away enough, I'm getting incredibly angry. And then I wake up. And then I wake up.